At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right.
Wow. Woo.
Let's bring it.
Wow. What do you mean, let's bring it? That's automatic. Always hyped. That's what we're here to do.
Right,
Covino and Rich.
Last day of November. Can you believe that?
Man, November to remember.
Danny G's back. Danny G, what's up, brother?
Yeah, glad to be back.
Congratulations to Danny G. He got maddied. He did the road to Hana. He's back from Hawaii, looking all tan and sexy.
Wow.
Bringing the vibe.
Ramos, always bringing the vibe.
Hola.
Spotty. Isaac Lohenkron.
Showtime Lohenkron is
here. And, of course, Covino and Rich. And let's do this.
Every guy is entitled to one road trip, one away game with his bud, with his bros, a year.
It's a fun reason.
Right?
And a fun excuse to get away with some friends or your brother or cousin.
It goes both ways. Women are just better at it. But if you can get away to an away game with your bros at least once a year, you should get no hassles and hoffs. In fact, you should make it happen. And Rich and I are doing that this weekend. In passing, yesterday I mentioned that you and I are sharing a room.
That we are sharing a room.
Yeah, and I got some feedback. Like, aren't you guys two grown men? Don't you work at Fox Sports Radio? Don't you have a podcast, a Patreon? Don't you guys work at Sirius XM?
Got a lot of jobs.
Aren't you big boys? Can't you afford your own room? Like, I saw a lot of criticism after I said that, and it was just a passing comment. So I want to explore this, Rich. The question is, well, A, is there anything wrong with that?
I have a theory on it, so don't you worry. I have a theory all about it.
And do you travel different with your friends versus when you're with your spouse or significant other?
That, my friends, is the whole point of what I want to get to.
I have to be honest. As a baller on a budget,
I don't even know what that means.
I'll tell you what that means. I have lots of checks to write starting tomorrow, the first of the month.
You also have lots of jobs. You make it seem like you're a pauper.
No, I have lots of expenses. So as a baller on a budget, right, I don't mind sharing a room. I couldn't care less about it. How much time am I spending in my room?
I mean, that is
true.
I'm there to
be in San Francisco and enjoy the game. It's not like I'm snuggling up with Rich. I'm just going to sleep there. Like, I don't feel like I graduated to a point where I'm like, I don't do that anymore. Look, I prefer not to, right? If it's a business expense, yeah, then I want my own room, right? If I'm traveling on the company dime, I'm like, yeah, sorry, Fox Sports, but I'm a big boy now. I want my own room. You can't throw me in with Rich. You know, we did that. Believe it or not, Rich and I did that for the first, what, 10, 15 years ago.
We were younger guys. Like, yeah. The company would be like, hey, do you guys split a room? Or,
We cut the budget down a little bit. But if I'm traveling, I'm out of my own pocket. I don't mind sharing a room. I don't mind sharing a room with a few people. Let's say a few dudes.
A few dudes. What are you guys doing? But here's the question for everyone. Even if you're a successful grown man, is it weird to share a hotel with another buddy? Because here's my thinking. If I'm with my wife, that's when you pull out all the stops. When you're with your wife or girlfriend and you're, you know, trying to create a romantic scene, your vacation, your little weekend getaway, that's when you get the nice room, you get the nice stuff, the nice amenities. If you and your buddy are going to an away football game, or you're going to hunting or fishing or a little golf adventure, why would you need your own fancy room?
I have to be honest. Let's say there was one bed. Right, and there was three people. I'd say, dude,
now you're right now. No.
I'm serious.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm
saying multiple people in a bed.
No. I'm not saying I'm hopping in the bed with you guys. You know, I'm saying I'll hit the floor in that room, guys. It's because you got a
sleep
room.
Sleep on the floor.
I would sleep on the room.
Do you know
if
that
it was just me?
Cheapskate. That's where you lose me.
That's what I'm saying.
On the floor.
I'm extreme.
No,
why not?
No.
That's
when people are pulling cushions off of the hotel couch.
I'm still at that point where I'm like, I'm good. I'll do it. Who cares?
You use the curtains for a blanket.
How long am I? I'm going to be in San Francisco. Okay, I'm going to be in San Francisco for the Dolphins game, 49ers Dolphins game, for one night. Let's say hypothetically, like I said, got one room and the bed was taken. You think I'm too good to like just, you know, hit the floor for a night or the little love seat?
By no means are you old, but by no means are you a spring chicken either.
No.
Flashback. I've been married 10 years. Flashback 10 years ago when you were in your 30s.
Spot. I love this because it's a great story.
You refused. I don't know if it was just planning, poor planning, or you were cheap, or both. But you refused to get your, like, even a room or a bed for my wedding. You shared a futon with your friend Barry. Two grown men on a futon. Not even a bed.
I was trying to save money,
futon.
Man. Trying to save money.
And as a result of you being so cheap and thinking you need to spend money, your back was out of commission for what, 8 months?
You're absolutely right. I can't say that you're not right about that. I really threw my back out to the point where I wasn't the same for most of that year.
So as
because of that,
grown man, you're gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna sleep on the floor. You know what it's this. Do you know what it's like? You know how when you get to a certain age and your buddy hits you up, he's like, hey, how about some pizza and a beer? You come over, help me move some stuff. There comes a point where your back and your muscles are not worth a slice of pizza and some cheap beer.
You're a grown man.
You pay for it.
There comes a point where you pay for movers. A sixer and a slice of pizza is not getting me to help you move.
Same with getting a hotel room or at least a bed of your own.
If you live near an airport, I get it. But this also applies for airport pickup and drop-off. Listen, if it's right here in Burbank, 10 minutes away, and I'm like, hey, Spot, are you around? You want to grab me at the airport? That's one thing. You can't expect someone to drive an hour to pick you up at an airport if you're a grown-up.
So am I not a big boy? Are Rich and I not big boys because we're choosing to share a room this weekend? That's what it really does come down to, though. I'm just telling you how extreme I am. Like, I'll hit the floor if I have it. For a night? Who am I? I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
I got to get backstory,
though. I do want to give, you know, the different sort of take, though, if it's a company trip. I do want my own room because it's more of like a, hey, man, I'm somebody now.
Yeah, but you hear what you're saying if it's free, then you'll take the nice stuff. But if you have to pay, you won't.
Yes. To save money, to spend it somewhere else. So I can have a nice juicy steak that weekend and not feel bad about it.
The example that Spot said was great. At his wedding, you didn't want to rent. Spot got married in upstate New York in a place where there were log cabins and a little lake. I remember my wife and I rented a cabin, and it wasn't cheap, but it wasn't like crazy. And I remember thinking, like, where's Covino staying? He still doesn't book this. He goes to the wedding, and you're right, he ends up sleeping on a pull-out futon.
I mean, I threw my money in. You know what I mean? I didn't freeload. I'm not saying people should freeload. Let's make that clear. I wasn't freeloading for the free room.
I just think it's a good question. 877-99 on Fox. What are the things that when you're grown up, it's like you got to put those things in the past. And I think Spot nailed a good one. Unless it's a couple pieces of furniture, unless it's like one or two pieces of furniture where you say to your buddy, hey, man, I just need a second set of hands to help me move this dresser.
It also depends how good of friends you are, right? Yeah. Like, Rich and I and Spot, we've been working together for over 20 years, known each other a long time. If you're going out with your best buds, it's a different sort of feeling than, like, yeah, I kind of know you guys. We're here. Like, here's a little boy thing that Rich likes to do. You know, Rich likes to go halvesies all the time on stuff. You're at dinner. He's like, let's go halvesies. How about you get the steak and I'll get the chicken? And then sometimes I'm like, yo, man, get your own.
That's incorrect because I'll never go halvesies with you because you get all your food well done and terrible.
Okay, you're right.
I mean, I never want to share with you.
You made that. I made that up then, I guess.
But no, it's there are things that when you're a certain age, it's like, all right, you gotta stop doing that. And the question is,
I got one. How about this?
Do hotel rooms with buddies? Now I think that
I got one. I got a real good one. Before I forget,
okay.
Yeah, I'm a pea brain.
Cut
so
me off.
I'm gonna forget. We're going on a boys trip this weekend again.
When you call it a boys trip, it sounds like little boys.
A big boys trip.
A man trip.
I'm sorry, man trip. We're going on a man trip.
You say boy trip? It sounds like
we're going to see the 49ers and the Dolphins, right? So we got reservations. Nice steakhouse. A little boy would count who had what drinks, right?
Yeah. I don't do those.
Or do you chip in evenly?
You chip in evenly.
When the bill comes, is it like, hey, man, there's six of us. We split it up six ways. But what if someone wasn't drinking? What if someone didn't get a steak?
Then you know what? Sorry to tell you.
That guy's required to pay for everybody else?
We're not 12 years old. You're not going to friendlies with your friends after a school
concert. We're differentiating the men from the boys here on the Covino and Rich Show.
Oddly enough, the hotel thing doesn't bother me because when I'm with my wife, it's a different story. It's a nice vacation, a getaway, romantic, everything. But if you did say, hey, we're going to a ball game. Hey, we're going to Vegas. Hey, we're going here. I'm totally okay. Same room. Yeah, we'll get a room with two beds. To me, totally fine because A, saves money.
It also matters if you're in a relationship, right? Like, because if you're going to be up to shenanigans, yeah, I get it. You want your own room.
That's a big factor.
I think
sometimes a married guy is better off sharing a bedroom in a hotel because you are staying out of trouble. What are your thoughts on sharing a hotel room with your buddies as a grown-up?
I'm too old for that. I ain't sharing no room with nobody. I'm getting my own room. If my wife's in it, she might get her own room too. I ain't sharing nobody. And here's another thing.
So you'd rather, let's say it's $400 a night. You'd rather spend $400 a night as opposed to maybe $200 a night.
Nah, but you're on your own. You better go to the motel down the street. I'm staying at the hotel. You stay at the motel.
See how stubborn people are?
But hey, you know.
Staying at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, hotel, motel. What you going to do today? Say what?
Wow.
Going to meet a fly girl.
So when I said that in passing, man, we got lots of feedback. Like, you guys are lame.
Then we'll go to Tyler in Charlotte. Tyler.
Lame.
Is it a lame move or totally reasonable for two grown men to share a room on a, like I said, it could be a golf trip, a ball game trip, a hunting trip, anything. Is it weird for dudes to share a room?
At this age.
Guys, it's totally lame at that age. And let me tell you something. You guys must be mourning. You must be mourning people, okay? Because I'm about an Adderall and two cups of coffee before I need to speak to anyone in the morning, and waking up next to a buddy of mine is just not going to cut it. So absolutely.
Imagine how I feel having to wake up next to Rich.
Rich springs out of bed.
Yeah, Rich springs into his socks like a cartoon.
These guys, when we fill in for Dan Patrick, these guys come in here like they're hibernating. I'm like, hey guys, good morning.
Rich wakes up like, yip, yip, yippity.
Fresno, let's say what's up to Jason, Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. Guys trip. Sharing a hotel, lame or totally legit?
Totally legit, guys. Me and my best friend have been doing it for about 4 years now. I'm in my early 40s, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's a great time to bond. You kind of look out for each other, keep each other responsible, and I'm totally for it, guys.
Yeah, you keep your each other accountable, right? No one's getting into any trouble because you guys are there. No shenanigans. And then you save $200, right? You put that toward the tickets and a better experience.
That, to me, listen, I'm a responsible guy, believe it or not. Like, when it comes to, like, I just feel like so many people live beyond their means and have no money. I feel like I'm the type of guy that saves money and does well, but I don't meaninglessly spend it. Like, to me.
I mean, most people, unfortunately, are check to check nowadays.
But I'm saying, like, we go up to San Francisco. It's not expensive. But let's say the hotel room is $300-something bucks a night. There's a part of me that's like, well, if I get my own room, for what? Let's be honest. So What's the benefit of having your own room? For what? So you could be a slob and lay around naked and look at smut on your phone?
Yeah.
But
so
what are you
so
really
you could
doing?
Watch Mario Lopez in his commercials naked.
So let's take it to Fox Sports Radio terms.
Yes.
If Dan Patrick or Colin Cowherd.
There you go.
Bam. Threw a birthday party and you got the invite.
No. And his wife reached out to you, right? Because Sierra threw the party. Yeah. Hey, I'm throwing a party. It's his big birthday. Would love you to come. You don't think it'd be in everyone's best interest to show up for so many reasons. Just to show that you're a team player.
Yeah.
Right? Just to say, yo, man, you're our quarterback. You're our guy. Yeah, man, I support you. Yo, let's be friends. Camaraderie,
now,
chemistry.
Now that would be
team building. There's so many reasons
that
why
would
you
be
know.
Like Russell Wilson
show face
having a party, the same as if a Dan Patrick or Cowherd had one. Now, if like some backup defensive lineman had a birthday party, that would be like Spot having a party. And
that is such a sneak dish, man.
Come on. You don't think that's a fair analogy?
If Roger Jones, the backup punter.
Both on the team.
He said you're the backup punter, man.
I did not say. Come on.
Kind of.
I'm the host of Midweek Major League.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I'm just saying, like, you're right. So it is interesting.
Punters don't have that on their resume.
When the big player at your company, wherever you work, if the boss... If the man or woman running things has an event or a party, you do put a little extra effort to be there. So when Russell Wilson's birthday party does have an attendance level of a poorly, run wedding.
Can you imagine? All right, ready? Put this in perspective.
More people go to
destination
weddings.
Tom Brady was the new guy in Tampa Bay, right? He was the new guy. You imagine only half the team showing up to support Tom Brady. You got to be joking. They're salivating at that opportunity to party with the guy, even probably to take some pictures, anything to rub elbows and shoulders with Tom Brady. And that's how the rest of the team should feel about an established guy like Russell Wilson. So I'm not trying to hate on him, but when you really think about it, more than half the team should have been there, even based on the stats.
Well,
because they're there locally, they had a day off.
We don't want to pile on. We don't want to pile on, but maybe half the team's don't care.
It's not about piling on. It's showing.
Is it reflective of what's going on in Denver?
Exactly. Like there's where there's smoke, there's fire. Like the Mike Purcell story that hasn't gone away this past weekend. When you see them fighting on the sideline, that's the tip of the iceberg. He sort of lost that locker room. At least as of now. I'm not saying it's over for him. I'm not saying anything like that. But I think it is indicative of what's going on in the team.
It's true. I mean, there is something to be said
about.
How
would you feel?
I have an analogy. One of my friends recently had a 40th birthday party. And they were offended because a mutual friend was like, yeah, sorry, I couldn't get a sitter. And my friend's mindset was, you knew it was my 40th birthday. Like, how little do you care? You can't find a sitter? You can find a sitter anytime.
No, I wasn't the friend. But you know what? I do have a story. When I was an adult, I ran into an old teacher of mine. Right? Yeah. So like,
Miss Lippy?
Yeah, Miss Lippy. Like 10 years ago, I ran into Miss Lippy. And I'm like, Miss Lippy, you remember me? Little Steve from grade school? Oh, little Steve. I'll never forget little Steve. Look at you now. You're all grown up. She goes, I'll never forget the time you were all sad in the classroom. And I was like, Steven, what's wrong? And I'm looking at this woman like, how come I don't remember the story, right? She's like, I remember you were so upset. I'm like, what was I upset about? She's like, no one went to your birthday party. And I was like, what a weird thing to say to me as an adult, right?
But then I'm thinking, Steven, no one liked you, and you've had a chip on your shoulder ever since. But,
and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to like get into it with Miss Lippy here because this was supposed to be a nice little reunion. I'm like, and I did respectfully say, that never happened to me.
I was too cool.
No, but I'm serious. And then I'm really thinking about it. I'm like, I was the kid never able to bring in the cupcakes because my birthday's in the summertime. So I wouldn't be in school pouting about this. You're mistaking me for some other pumpkin pie haircutted kid because it wasn't me. But, I'm just a random story you made me think of, Rich. But it wasn't me. But I can only imagine having a party. And you're so excited. You got all your loot bags all lined up, right? You got a piñata. You're all fired up.
Russell Wilson's giving away Subway sandwiches.
And only half the people show. And you're supposed to be the man, by the way. You're supposed to be the guy. I think it says a lot. The And
I had a 50th birthday party, and whatever, we invited people, and some people came. It wasn't a big deal. The problem that I had was on the Evite that came back from people that couldn't make it was stuff like, hey, can't make it, see you next time. And you know that's not what people write. Like, see you next time. I only turned 50 once, dumbass. Like, where are you going to see,
see you next time.
51 and 0.8 birthday? I mean, what are you talking about?
No, you're 50 and a half birthday for you.
Yeah. I knew right away, like, you were, time. What is this? See you next time.
Next time you're 50 or 100, so that'd be your 100th birthday.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Listen,
from a real standpoint, let's be real here. Let's not fake the funk on a nasty dunk. Real talk.
Okay.
If you have a very special birthday, your 30th, your 40th, your 50th, your 25th wedding anniversary, like we're talking monumental stuff, a kid's sweet 16 or quinceañera.
When I was 9 in third grade and no one showed up.
Yeah. you might not say you care.
Allegedly.
But yeah, don't you inside take note of who doesn't come? You could say, oh, no, it doesn't matter. But you do take note, like, oh, really? They couldn't make it, huh? Okay.
I would have had more respect a little bit if they would have just, if I knew it was them actually writing back, hey, something's going on, can't make it, John, thanks for the invite. But when you get back a generic, like, see you next time, like, this is the party right here. There's no other next time.
And then out of respect just for his wife, period. Like, you know, a lot of times I might not even like the eyeball, but the wife asked me to come. It'd mean a lot. So I'm like, I guess she'll show up. I don't know, man. I do feel bad about it. I do. So I think he's losing the team, and I think maybe that's a wake-up call he needs. Like, yo, man, I got to be there. Yo, flip the shoe. Right?
I heard he was also sad because the cake boss messed up his cake. He didn't even get what he wanted. Poor Russell Wilson. He thought all his pals were going to show up.
What was the original cake supposed to be?
Tres leches.
It just didn't work out.
That's
so
dumb.
Yeah, didn't work out.
But flip the shoe, right?
And
that's a saying I've made up, Ramos. You could borrow it. Like, you know, flip the script, put the shoe on the other foot.
Flip the shoe.
It wouldn't mean a lot to those people that didn't show. If Russell Wilson showed to your party, you got to put it in perspective. He's a superstar, man. You don't go to the superstar's party?
I remember it, Jason Stewart.
He might be stinking it up this season, but he's still he's one of the biggest names in the NFL.
I remember Jason Stewart, who's a producer here, was shocked to see Doug Gottlieb show up at his party, and he works from there every day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it means a lot.
Sometimes busy people can't do it, you know? So, listen, Russell Wilson, the story, we don't want to pile on, but the story's out there, so there you have it.
That's
ta-da.
The story. Yeah.
Russell Wilson, like half the team showed up for his birthday party.
Happy 34th. I think it does say something about
34.
You.
Give me that number for a second. Do you feel like Russ feels 34, older, younger? Like, where do you assess him? Like, when you look at Tom Brady, who's 45, and
you know
Jimmy
funny?
G, who's 31, and a lot of these quarterbacks are like 30-ish. Like,
it's weird, like, because your mindset says, oh, he's still got it. He's just having an off year, right? And he's still figuring it out or whatever. And he still feels somewhat young to you, even though you feel like he's been in the league for a long time.
Yeah.
34 is young in the grand scheme of things. But when you see side-by-side video of how he used to scramble out of the pocket in Seattle as opposed to now, yo, it looks like he lost a step. It really does. That's how it looks. I find it hard to believe. But the proof is there every week.
Let me give you a couple more.
We're trying to be nice here.
Heineke's 29.
Yeah.
Garoppolo's 31. Matt Ryan's 37.
I've recently watched side-by-side film, Rich, and that's the truth.
Andy Dalton's 35. Derek Carr's 31. Does Russ feel 34?
I didn't think so until this year.
Fair.
You know? Yeah, now he's starting to look 34.
Fair.
Like an older 34. Maybe wear and tear on those legs.
A little bit. A guy like that changes his game a little bit, and you're like, ooh. Then you wonder, how many of those years in Seattle did he get the, quote, free pass because that team's defense was the best of its generation? Like, was he in it? Was he in the mix more often than not because the defense really just was so dominant?
Yeah, looking back now, yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The number is 877-99 on Fox, and we're separating the men from the boys, okay? Because
so what?
I made a passing comment yesterday about our trip this weekend to see the 49ers Dolphins in San Francisco. I said Rich and I are sharing a room. Bam!
Woo.
People went berserk, like the Berserker. Remember the Berserker?
Of course I go. Great wrestler. Huss.
Way back on a Wednesday. The Berserker.
Even the boss hit us up.
Oh, really?
The boss hit us up. He said literally in the exact same camp this weekend. He's going with a bunch of buddies to Atlanta, and some of his friends were asking him if he wants to double up and share rooms. And he said, hell no. I'm staying in my own room, damn it. No interest in sharing a room.
I'm a man. Yeah, people really do take that stance.
Come
like I said,
I'm a man.
You get to a point, like work-wise, yeah, I want my own room.
Well, they can't force you to share a room at work. We did that voluntarily back in the day.
But I used to do that. So I'm like, yeah, I graduated past that. I'm a man now. I'm 40, right? But like, if I'm spending my own dime and I'm only there for a weekend, I don't mind sharing a room with my bud if he's my bud and I'm comfortable with that bud. There's other things, though. It's like, hey, that's not what men do. That's what little boys do. We're going over them. We want to go over your thoughts, too, at 877-99 on Fox.
What about the bathroom, though? Isn't it odd sharing the bathroom? And then also, you're on the other person's sleep clock, which I don't like.
That's what the boss said.
And Scott mentioned that as well. I agree with him 1,000% on that. I don't want to have to go to bed when you want the lights out.
Yeah, Scott said, I'm not going to wake up.
That's fine because I sleep with the TV on anyway, Danny G.
I'm going to wake up.
You're one of those dudes.
When I want to wake up. I'm not going to wake up because you woke up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but you're saving money. Here's the thing. Here's what I won't compromise, okay? Because this is a little boy thing. I admit, Rich and I sharing a room does sound weird, but you have to realize that we've been friends before we were even working in the radio business and doing TV and stuff. Like, over 20 years I've known this guy, right? I'd rather take that money I'm saving on the room and use them toward tickets. Because you know what I think little boys do? They buy weak-ass tickets. I got a friend. I love him. His name is Rob. Behind his back, I call him Bad Ticket Rob.
Oh, we all know Bad Ticket Rob.
Bad Ticket Rob. He's always posting pictures on social media of his weak-ass seats. I'd rather take that money, that 200 I'm saving on the room, make sure that I'm getting good seats. You know why? Because I'm a man, damn it. That's why.
You're 40?
Come after me.
Yeah.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Well, Doesn't that make more sense?
Listen.
Where would you rather? Would you rather have a room to yourself? Oh, man, you're the best.
I can't.
Or sweet seats.
Listen, everything you're saying makes sense, but a lot of grown men will rationalize and say, I don't care. I could do both, right? Because you really could. You're just saying, you just hate. You pick and choose where you want to waste your money.
Don't you feel better about the experience when you didn't spend that much?
You pick and choose where you want to waste your money. You'll buy a pair of Yeezys before Kanye was the devil. but you won't spend $150 for a Holiday Inn Express. I mean,
that's true. It's priorities.
There
it's
are
priorities.
Other things I pointed out about you and other people that make them little boys.
All right. And let's go over these. We'll take your phone calls, 877-99-FOX, and then we talk Russell Wilson.
Okay. If you're a grown man, you should have matching furniture in your house or something. You should not have two different end tables and, you know.
No, I'd say matching towels. Like, you're free. I filled out a credit card thing at a ball game for your towel. Like, you should not have that as an adult.
If you're a grown
up. Free towels.
If you're single and dating and some girl's like, do you have a towel? And you throw her a Dodgers beach towel you got because she signed up for a credit card.
That's why she didn't come back for the second date.
Exactly. How about people, you know, you talk about what makes a guy a grown up.
Yeah. How about you get rid of your Star Wars bed sheets, Danny G?
How about you have your steak not well done?
Darth Vader.
How about you have your steak not well done?
Yeah, I get criticized for that all the time. You know what I think? You know what I'm thinking, though, when you say that? Mind your business. That's what I think. But I get it. People judge that.
Camino will get a $90 tomahawk steak and be like, well done with dipping sauces. It's like, what?
Butterfly.
Yeah, I admit the ketchup on your steak is little boy stuff. And I don't do that, but I like what I like.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of food, you're also that guy. You're a grown up. Seafood, sushi, anything you didn't have when you were 12, you still don't have.
That is true.
You have the palate of a 12-year-old.
You know, and if you just joined us, we were saying how, well, Rich was sort of expressing that, because it's always a controversial moment. Like, if you didn't drink, but all your friends were boozing the whole night, you only had one drink and they had six, is it fair for that guy to split that bill?
Yep.
Rich is saying real men don't worry about that.
Because you know that if you're friends with someone long enough, there'll be a time where they got you and you get them. I think that's cheapskate lame behavior.
So then it just depends who you're with.
Well, guess who's never getting invited back then?
The cheapskate. Okay, so let's go to the phones. What do you think? We're sharing a room. We're separating the men from the boys.
Brooklyn and Bruno. Me,
ladies, you could chime in too. Hey. What's up, Bruno? What's up?
See, boys, how we doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, real quick, what people aren't backing into this equation, I do this all the time. If you're on a trip with your boys, a couple things. One, you can upgrade to a nicer room if you're splitting it. And the difference in a room, like from a room to a suite, you can usually get something much nicer when you're going in. All these guys saying they're getting their own rooms, they're staying at the Motel 6. That's nonsense. Number two.
That's a good point, yeah. I'm not
number
staying
two,
there.
Here's what happens. You roll into a town, you're going to an event. What do? You go to the room, you throw your stuff in there. Now you're out on the town all day. You might go back and hit a shower, you do a little pregame party, and then you're back out all night or to the event. Then you go back and you crash. What's the event? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Yo, dude, my kind of guy, Bruno from Brooklyn.
There's that rationale that Covino and I are both on board for, but a lot of times when Covino and I agree, we're just agreeing with each other's wrong opinion sometimes.
Nah, he's right. I agree with Bruno.
Not to be a psychiatrist on the radio, but I'll play one right now.
Sure.
I think a lot of this has to do with how you grew up. Did either of you share a bedroom as kids?
I shared a bedroom as a kid for a while. Okay. And then when we went on family vacations, it was like we had like two beds and a cot and everything in one room. Like my family packed all of us, five of us, in one room every family vacation.
So much of this is about privacy, because when you have to be in a room with a couple of different siblings even, you grow up thinking, I don't care how hard I'm going to have to work. When I get older, I'm never sharing space with anyone unless it's my significant other.
Danny G, that's really interesting, because when you got a lot of siblings and lived in a college house with a bunch of friends. Like, I've never been one that really cared much about that privacy, to be honest. So
Room, but I think my frugal tendencies take over there. And I'm like, yeah, if I could save a few bucks.
If it's a $400 hotel.
I'll save the bucks.
$200 each. I agree. Sounds way better than being like, oh, an extra $200 for privacy.
On a side note.
I know it's only a couple hundred bucks, but to me, I'd rather gamble that money or eat a nice steak.
A lot of great people were frugal people like yours truly. In fact, I heard a story today. Lamar Odom was talking about one of your heroes, Danny G, who was known around the NBA for being one of the greats, but one of the most frugal dudes in the NBA. Your boy Kobe Bryant had that reputation for sure.
Frugal.
Yeah, he was a frugal dude.
Not when he went to the jewelry store.
Not then.
Not when he was apologizing. Yeah. I just looked this up, and for all the Rams fans, I got to tell you, I thought this might be the case. I had heard no one talk about it quite yet.
way back on a Wednesday, I'm a Ram Man fan. You remember
I
Ram
knew
Man?
You were going to say that.
Did you feel it? You felt it coming? You felt
I
coming,
felt
huh?
a Ram Man reference yeah. coming.
Ram Man. Why
I felt
today?
It. I don't know.
We talk about the Rams every day.
I know, but I don't know why.
So maybe you forced your thought onto me.
I think I did.
Yeah. By the way, if you don't know, if you don't know who Ram Man is, if you were a He-Man guy back in the day, Ram Man was one of the action figures and characters. Like, and the I remember the action figure. Like, he would, you know,
he was the weakest. He was cool because he did actually he sprung out and was like
Ram Man.
But he was like for too long.
He was made of cheap plastic.
Do you remember the, what was the He-Man action figure?
As opposed to the good plastic the other He-Men were made of.
When we were kids, starting lineup figures really couldn't do anything. So your sports little knickknacks just went on your dresser, right? Like your Don lineups. Mattingly starting lineup.
Save this for tomorrow.
On a throwback Thursday?
Yeah. Old school when
50 hits.
You know what, Spot? Yeah. You're right. I'm focus. All over the place. Let me focus.
It's called a tease for tomorrow.
You're welcome, major. Danny G. You're welcome.
You. Midweek Thank major. Aaron Judge in a second, but Rams fans, not Ram Man fans.
I'm a bigger Ram Man fan.
Stop it.
That was your college nickname?
Stop it.
Ram Man.
I went to the University of Eternia.
So
I can't.
I said, could the Rams be the worst Super Bowl hangover team of all time?
Ooh.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Could the Rams be the worst?
I'd have to look up the stats, honestly.
Well, don't worry about it. I did it for you.
Nice.
Oh. I just looked it up. I'm like, that can't be.
You're going to tell us after midweek major?
You know, you want that? What a tease, Danny G.
Oh, that's what a tease.
Wow. You know what? Let's get into midweek major.
Covino and Rich get you over the middle of the week with midweek major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek major.
Ooh. Yeah. Welcome to a Wednesday.
Thank what? You.
Middle of the week here. That means it's time for midweek major. We have a list of sports and pop culture headlines and topics to throw at the fellas. And it's like the kids say, it's either going to be mid, like
That's
average.
So mid.
Yeah. So mid.
Or weak sauce.
Weak.
Or maybe a big Definitely time major. Development major.
Definitely major.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Before I turn it over to the host of this glorious segment, let's do the dice roll.
Oh, okay, here we go.
The dice. Took them out of my Trans Am window.
All right. Oh. All right. So we got two and
See
six.
Who goes
eight.
First.
Eight for me. Right. Eight for Rich.
Hard eight.
Here we go. 12.
Oh, 12, wow. baby.
Two sixes?
Yay. Yay.
Yo, are those dice loaded? What's going on?
Covino goes first.
All right.
Man.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, hailing from Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
What a town.
More important than any damn punter on some NFL roster.
I'm telling you.
Spotty boy.
Hey.
I was in Scotch Plains, New Jersey last week. Hasn't changed. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Midweek Major.
Hi, Spot.
All right. Who's going first? Oh, Covino. All right, first story up. Two grown men sharing a room and they go away for the weekend. Midweek or major? we tackled that at the beginning of the show.
Okay, fair,
all right, as you know.
Mid.
Mid.
That's solid.
Good old Patrick Mahomes. We love him dearly. Welcomed a new baby boy this Monday with his wife, Brittany. Decided, obviously, named the kid Patrick Mahomes III, but the nickname he chose, Bronze.
Ooh.
Usually for the third, it's like Trey. He was thinking, oh, when I have the third, I wanted to name my son the third. It would be Trey. But his brother Jackson actually came up with Bronze, so he would be kind of unique. Midweek or major?
I think he's kind of mid.
That's
I wish
so
him
mid.
All the best. I'm very happy to hear that, and he's keeping the family heritage going, right? Pat Mahomes, famous pitcher, Patrick Mahomes. And I welcome Bronze. You know, I'm happy new dad. I root him on. I wish him all the best. But when I think of Bronze, I think of third place. Not.
I mean, he's the third.
Yeah, I get it. But, you know, nobody remembers third place. Everybody remembers first place. I associate Bronze with third place. The only guy who really redeemed the third place, which is still respectable, but still it's not gold, is the Bronze Bomber, Deontay Wilder. And for a winner like Patrick Mahomes, Bronze doesn't go with his name, in my opinion. And I think he's such a superstar, you got to let your kid be his own kid. You got to let him pave his own way. He can't be Patrick Mahomes III.
Well, so his dad thought. And then he became bigger and better than his dad. I think this is weak.
Weak.
I'll tell you why. Patrick Mahomes, number one superstar in the NFL.
Yeah, no dissing
on him. In fact, I'm usually the one that sticks up for his wife and his brother. Hey, they're just having fun. I'm a Mahomes guy. I'm a Niners fan. It's hard to hate on Patrick Mahomes. But.
Joy.
His interaction with Henry Winkler helped win him over even more. I like him as a man. But bronze, you're right. You took the words out of my mouth. Bronze to me is not the third. It's third place. It's like, you know, you just barely placed bronze.
I said that. That's the advantage of going first.
When you win.
I win.
When you win the bronze medal, it's a lot of times it might sound great, but it's a letdown. Because if you expect to be great, bronze is sort of like, oh, man. No one wants tout around their bronze medals.
Nobody remembers the third place guy.
You know what? Healthy, happy kid. That's all that matters. So, hey, congrats to them.
Did you know there were naming conventions for like the third generation of the same name? I didn't know that. It's like Trip, Trey.
Really?
Trace. I didn't know that. So when someone's a junior or the second.
Yeah.
There's that, but for the third,
really?
Trip is the third.
Like Trip McNeely?
Yes. He was the third.
Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I learned that. Yeah, you learn something new every day. All right. Next story. Camino, this is perfect for you because I feel like this happened to you as well.
Uh-oh.
19-year-old soccer superstar Jude Bellingham, who plays for England, revealed that his mom, Denise, still makes his bed. As a matter of fact, when he plays in Germany on a team there, when he moved there, she moved with him. Still makes his bed. He's 19 years old.
That's some little
mid-weeker,
boy stuff.
Midweeker
that
major.
Is the weakest. By the way, and that's coming from a guy whose mom, you know, my mom did my laundry into my late 20s. My mom was not making my bed.
I believe
thank
that was
you
until
very
your
much.
30s.
Nah. That's rumor. Rumor has that.
I met you.
By the way, at 19, too, you're doing freaky deaky things in your bed, right? With other people, sometimes by yourself. You don't need your mom's going in there to make your little race car bed. You could do that on your own.
Weren't you the one that told me that your mom had to wipe stains out of your tidy whities?
She had a brush. A special brush.
A special brush?
That was me in my own little special.
TMI.
I know. Sorry.
Hold on. I met Covino, like I said, long ago. That's we brought up many times. In his 20s, I remember he would drop laundry bags at his mom's house. I'm like, what
I'm
are you
from
doing?
New Jersey. It's just the way of the world. I was a mama's boy.
I was like, I've been doing my own laundry since I'm a teenager. I know, pat on the back.
Let me wrap this up, though. At 19, look, the kid's super successful, right? Doing bigger things we've ever done. But I think you got to make your own bed. That's ridiculous. That's something you got to do on your own.
The Mets called up there's a reason I'm bringing up the Mets. They called up a rookie this year, Brett Beatty. Do you remember? He was like, looks like he's 16.
Yeah.
They interviewed him, and he talked about something about his bedroom. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's right. He's never lived on his own. The last, before he, you know, was traveling, playing minor league ball, his last room was his childhood bedroom.
Has his name on the door.
Yeah. Brett. Yeah. All right, next story, Spotty.
All right. Steve, this is good for you as a Yankees fan. A rare piece of Yankees memorabilia is up for auction. Yeah. Very rare piece. This rare piece of memorabilia is actually a piece of paper, and on this piece of paper, it's a questionnaire that was sent to Yankees legend Mickey Mantle.
Oh, boy.
He was asked a question on this questionnaire. His most memorable experience at Yankee Stadium. Now think about it, Mickey Mantle.
What he accomplished. World Series.
All these
moments.
Things that he could have listed at Yankee Stadium that occurred for him. In this questionnaire, he answered actually receiving a sexual favor underneath the Yankee bleachers one year.
He wrote this on a questionnaire.
He wrote this on a questionnaire. This questionnaire was actually meant, it was in 1973, it was to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Yankee Stadium. So this paper has, he signed it and everything.
That's
great. So now it's going up for auction. Starting bid is $1,000. Maybe you can snag it. Maybe it's
major.
For
$1,000? Yeah, we should put this on the show's expense report and get it. That's incredible. For $1,000? That's a legendary story.
Definitely,
but it's so major because here's a guy that hit 536 career home runs.
Exactly.
A lifetime batting average of .298.
A handful of MVPs.
Yeah, MVPs, World Series champion, legendarily almost hit one out of Yankee Stadium, and this is his most memorable moment. Like, I think he's being facetious here.
I
think the backstory was, like, he didn't think that it was going to be used for anything important. So he was just, like, being typical Mickey Mantle. In typical, like, Mickey Mantle fashion, like, he really didn't care that much. Yeah, and then he autographed it, too, which is hilarious. He signed it. I think for $1,000, that's major, and I would want it.
I think it's major.
Definitely major.
I think it's awesome. I think it's really.
And to know the truth of what was really going on.
I mean, listen. I mean, I'll tell you what. He really enjoyed it. There's a woman out there. Who provided the services?
And that was your impression?
Guys, it was my grandma.
Whoa!
I'm kidding. Whoa, grandma. One last story, Spotty. What do you got? You want to give us one more?
Let's shift over to pop culture.
Okay.
So The Rock has finally made good on some wrongdoing from his youth. He returned to the Hawaii 7-Eleven, where he used to steal Snickers bars as his pre-workout snack when he was 14 years old. He bought out every Snickers bar in the place, left them on the counter, and said, if it looks like anyone is going to steal them, just give them one for free. Also tipped the guy who had to count out every Snickers bar and pay for it, or like to count it up. So
how much?
This story, I don't know. Midweek or major?
That's super weak. Super weak. Because here's a guy who's worth millions and millions of dollars. Like, I think the gesture's nice, but that's what he did. He bought all the Snickers?
Yeah.
He ruined their inventory.
He tipped the guy?
No, how much is that?
No, he put them back. Covino, after he bought him, he put him back.
He did put him back?
No, he left them there to be taken.
Still weak, and I'll tell you why. You're worth millions of dollars. You used to rob from these poor people. You can only pay for a few Snickers bars. You give them something really to remember. Give them a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, a couple G's.
You bought a few Snickers. I could do that. I get paid in meatballs. I get my Snickers bars. I like The Rock. Weak story.
We can move on. I agree with you.
Oh, by the way, I know you love 7-Eleven. He also paid for everyone else's bill there for a whopping total of $298.
I mean, all the gestures here are nice. But when you're The Rock, that's like 2 cents. Keep that in mind. Like, that's nothing to this guy.
Right.
Nothing.
Before we go to Isaac Lohnkron, any other...
I can slip in one more.
Slip in one more.
A little Christmas topical. That you'll love this, Rich. So Chevy Chase, as you know, a little weird in his old age, but decided to recreate his iconic moment from his iconic Christmas movie, Christmas Vacation, you know, where he brings the plugs together and lights it up. He teamed up with Raising Cane's, the fast food chicken place, to do this, and then afterwards even drove away in the iconic family truckster. Midweek or major?
Oh, man.
You know what, man? I would say it's major because so many people love that story. However, I'm saying it's mid because years have gone by, so many stories have come out of how unlikable Chevy Chase was and how difficult he was to work with and how arrogant and like how unfunny he really is behind the scenes. So I sort of like, based on those stories, lost a little bit of respect for the guy.
Yeah, me
so
too.
It would have been major. Like, oh, that's nice. He relived it. A lot of people don't like to relive the past. But because of those stories and there's truth behind them, I say kind of mid.
I was a huge Chevy Chase Vacation Griswold fan as a kid. My dad played the hell out of those VHS tapes, even European Vacation, which stunk. We loved them all. Christmas Vacation, a classic. I think it's cool. I think good props to Raising Cane's, which is my wife likes that place. Do they have any out here or no?
They do, I think.
Yeah, they've been opening a lot the past few years.
Yeah, my wife likes it in Texas. And
by the way,
it's good
what
chicken.
What is it? Because I don't even know what it is.
It's chicken. Raising Cane's.
Chicken fingers and fries.
Yeah, it's like a Popeye's KFC, but more chicken fingers.
Now we're talking.
But no, it's tasty. I give them props for getting Chevy Chase, who seems like a dud, to come out of his shell.
Yeah.
Must have been a nice payday. But I even heard you said Chevy Chase is like not the nicest guy.
No, a nice payday is what The Rock bought his friends at 7-Eleven.
Just the Snickers bars.
Oh, it was just Snickers?
I saw that Chevy Chase, get this. I heard an interview with Conan O'Brien on his podcast with Jeffrey Ross, who you know does all the roasts. They said the worst person they ever roasted was Chevy Chase because he didn't get it. He wouldn't play along. Like the idea of people teasing
him. He seems to be an older grumpy guy,
so
too.
So I say major for Raising Cane's, not Chevy Chase.
Major.
Ta-da, the end. Thank you, Spot.
Thank you, guys. Great job.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Look at that, Dua Lipa. Ramos, always tying it in. Always tying it in.
DJ Ramos!
In the mix with DJ Ramos.
I've always loved when the DJs play like this, and then in the middle of it, you hear things that are like, John Ramos, the mix. You
know, it's like, Ramos.
By the way, Ramos, I was infamous for doing that, and I would be DJing at random like bars in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Sure.
I'd have my own drops. El Cavino on the ones and two.
We made fun of you behind your back at
first.
Okay. And then to your face.
That's okay. I wanted everyone to know.
People, you know, this all started with Cavino and I sharing a hotel room. We've been friends for 20 years, right? And we've known each other since we're like 20 years old.
Over 20 now,
and
actually.
The crazy part is when I first met Cavino, he was DJing at a bar in Hoboken, O'Donohue's. We'd go there on Thursday nights. We'd play pool. We'd talk to girls. You know, we're all single guys. And he'd DJ, make a couple extra bucks. But in between the songs, he had sound
well,
effects.
Well, you know why? I was a terrible mix DJ. Danny G knows a lot about this.
Danny G's a legit
yeah.
DJ.
I was terrible at, you know, mixing songs. So to cover that up,
you use the air horn transition.
Yeah, yeah.
El Cavino.
He would have, because he worked at K-Rock in New York at the time. So he asked the K-Rock guy probably like, hey, can you do me a favor? And the guy's like, yeah, sure, Cavino. You're a young kid. What?
Thursday nights.
In between the songs, because he had no mixing abilities like a real DJ, the song would be fading, and you would hear, you're right, that me, me, like the air horn, and a El Cavino in the mix. And we're like, who is this guy?
I used to go by El Cavino. Translation, the Cavino.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. Way back on a Wednesday. We're Cavino and Rich. Look at us now on Fox Sports Radio.
If you think you hate him now, oh my God, 20 years ago?
Yeah. Whew. Oh man, that was the worst.
Well, Rams, the answer to the question, who is the NFL team with the worst Super Bowl hangover? Meaning they won the Super Bowl.
Hangovers.
Christmas lights. The worst The worst Super Bowl hangover.
Can't do it, please.
Getting ahead of yourself.
Up until now, makes a lot of sense. Because what quarterback repeated and then retired? John Elway. So when Elway left the Broncos that next year, I believe
they're
it might have been Jake Plummer. I don't even know, but whoever took over for Elway and the Broncos, I'm just guessing. That team was 6-10 with a 16 game schedule. Right now, the Rams are 3-8, and on track to be the worst team after the year they won the Super Bowl.
That is wild.
With
man.
7 games to go, let's say they even went 3-4. They're 6-11. Like it's They have how many games left? They're 3-8, right?
3-8.
No, they are 3-8.
They played 11 games, so they only have 6 games left. If they go 3-3, they're 6-11. That team's garbage right now. And you know, no Matthew Stafford, I get it. Cooper Kupp's out. Aaron Donald, I get it. But it happens. And that team will go down in history. More than 50 Super Bowls, the worst Super Bowl hangover could very well go to your Los Angeles Rams.
Wow, man. Now, yeah, that's disappointing for sure.
The other thing I want to bring up, should we all bet on the U.S. Saturday morning? As of right now, it's plus 330, meaning you bet 100 to win 330. The U.S. is a significant underdog. To compare that to boxing,
I'm betting you won't wake up Saturday morning to watch
that's
this.
A good bet, too.
That's my bet.
I have two little kids. On the weekend, my wife is usually like, it's okay, babe, sleep. And she's so
you're
sweet.
You're sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Man, I don't know. Hundo wins 330. That way you have a little rooting interest.
Netherlands is good, too, by the way. Yeah. It's not like a pushover team.
Maybe you bet on Netherlands, and then if the U.S. wins, you'll be like, oh, that's great. I don't mind losing $100.
And by the way, can we end on betting on yourself? Speaking of betting, it's the ultimate story of betting on yourself. Remember, Aaron Judge turned down a contract, 8 years, $230 million. Remember that?
Eight years, 230, he said no.
That's when he turned down. He said, nah, I'm betting on myself. And as of today, the Yankees threw out a really generous offer, 8 years, $300
million. Yeah, when we do the simple math, that's between $35, $40 million a year. $300 divided by 8. What is that?
They said there'd be no math.
I know. You're looking at $37.5 million a year, almost $40 million a year. I wonder if there is a team that would go 8 years, $320, give him $40 a year. If that happens, he's gone.
You know, I bet he, because he's only 30, I bet he wants that 10-year deal, play till he's 40. But that 38
plus
8 year deal, that's a fair offer, man. That's a really great, groundbreaking offer. I say you take it.
All right. Well, hey, live from the TireRack.com studio, another fun show. Until tomorrow, arrivederci, baby.
We will see you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.